Well, we know that an apple a day is supposed to keep the doctor away, but an aspirin a day is supposed to help you if you've got some heart issues. Dr. Mitch Shulman is on vacation. We have Dr. Ashok Ooman here from Cardiogenics. Good morning, Dr. Ooman.
Good morning, Andrew.
So, little baby aspirin every day. This was supposed to keep us from having... What was it supposed to do in the first place?
Okay, so let's talk about aspirin, otherwise known as acetyl salicylic acid, or ASA. It's all the same thing. So I think, Andrew, we could think of it as a mild blood thinner, and that's how it works in some people to prevent clots and heart attacks. So that was the idea behind it. And I think, Andrew, the best way to explain this is by age. And I want everyone to keep in mind we're talking about primary prevention, so preventing your first heart attack or stroke. Keep that in mind because that point is important. So let's start with those less than 50. Less than 50, we're not sure if it's a good idea to take an aspirin every day to prevent your first heart attack or stroke. But I just said that it might be good for you. Yes, but it has side effects. And one of the two major side effects are bleeding in your stomach and bleeding in your brain. So a bleeding ulcer or a bleeding stroke could be very, very bad. Let's go to the next decade. So 50 to 60, in your 50s, if you have a moderate risk of heart attack or stroke, Andrew, that's a score that your doctor has to calculate with you together. If your risk is more than 10% of having a heart attack or stroke over the next 10 years, yes, you should take an aspirin a day. There, the benefits outweigh the risks.
Right.
Let's go to the next decade,
okay.
60 to 69, 60s. They're taking a baby aspirin a day again for primary prevention. It's an individual decision you need to make with your doctor. The data is not so clear. That's all the information we had up to this week. And this week, a new study came out. That's what we're talking about now for those more than 70 years old. So that's the new study. And this study clearly states that if you're healthy and you're more than 70 years old, taking an aspirin a day does not prevent heart attack or stroke or prevent dementia or prevent disability. So right away, Andrew, we need to qualify. Secondary prevention is a whole different ballgame. If you've already had a heart attack or stroke, there's very good evidence that aspirin prevents a second heart attack or stroke at any age.
Right.
So that's clear for secondary prevention. Aspirin saves lives.
I was just wondering, does anybody, and this is as an aside, does anybody, do babies actually take baby aspirin anymore, or is it only used for this?
It's a really good question. It got the name because of the dose, a lower dose than regular aspirin, but actually in kids, sometimes even up to the age of 16, 17, we don't recommend routinely taking aspirin for other reasons, for something called Ray syndrome,
right,
so that
right.
you could discuss with your pediatrician.
Okay.
Now, the other question that the study did not answer, Andrew, is what if you started aspirin in your 50s for primary prevention? Like I said, it's good if you have a moderate risk of heart attack or stroke. Should you continue after you're 70? We still don't know that answer.
Okay.
If you shouldn't start after 70, but if you started before, should you continue after? You'll have to discuss that with your doctor.
All right. Dr. Ooman, thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Andrew.
That's Dr. Ashok Ooman of Cardiogenics in for Dr. Mitch Shulman.